USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. has administered a milestone 100 million COVID-19 vaccine doses, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More than 133 million vaccine doses have been distributed, and more than 101 have been administered. Data shows that nearly 20% of the population has received a first dose of the vaccine, and more than 10% are fully vaccinated. The milestone accomplishes President Biden's goal to have at least 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office. If the time seems a bit off this morning, maybe you forgot, today is the official start of daylight savings time. At 2 o'clock this morning, time sprung forward, so we lose 1 hour. Hawaii and parts of Arizona don't observe the time change. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Americans' stimulus payments are now hitting their bank accounts, and it's just 2 days after the bill was authorized and was signed into law. Multiple people have announced on social media that they've seen the $1,400 stimulus payments being deposited into their bank accounts. The payments were included in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, which President Biden signed into law on Thursday. More payments will be sent in the coming weeks by direct deposit and through the mail as checks or debit cards, but the vast majority of payments will be mailed by direct deposit, according to the IRS. Americans can use the Get My Payment tool on the IRS website to check the status of their payments. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled over the weekend at Denver International Airport as a major snowstorm has struck the region. A winter storm warning is in effect. People are being asked to not travel if it's not necessary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
An anti-abortion bill has moved forward in Florida. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
A Florida House subcommittee this week approves a bill making it illegal for a doctor to perform an abortion if the only reason is because the child would be disabled, physically or mentally. Exceptions would be allowed if the mother's health is in danger. Vero Beach Republican Erin Grawl sponsoring the bill. She says destroying those that are or may be disabled is detrimental and contrary to our culture and our values. A Democratic lawmaker calls the bill an attempt to infringe on a woman's right to choose. If the bill becomes law, it would take effect July 1st. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Most of us eat poorly, don't get enough exercise, and spend too much time in a sedentary lifestyle. All of that coupled with concerns over COVID-19, we're looking at a train wreck in the future. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
To have obesity is to weigh, on average, about 50 pounds over the median average weight. Michael Bergen is the CEO of the American Obesity Association, formerly the Massachusetts Science Center.
There was a Harvard University study 2 years ago that predicted a 50% obesity rate in 2030. But because of the pandemic and all these other factors, this kind of train wreck for Americans based on the pandemic is more likely to be in 2025.
The American Obesity Association has introduced a series of national programs to reduce obesity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.